two, three, four. Be a football game tonight. LSU and Alabama are playing. Who you pick it?
Sorry. There you go. There you go. Boy, that weather just popped right up. I'm picking LSU.
I was asking Chase because he was here, but.
Oh, yeah. Apologize. Yeah.
You're picking LSU, aren't
you? I am picking LSU, and I hope LSU wins. I really do because, the more I think about this, the more I'm against this rematch. I don't know what else they would have done, but.
Oh, I want to see what Oklahoma State could have done.
Yeah, but Oklahoma State, boy, it's hard to put them at a championship game after losing to Iowa State. Mm. You know, but still, maybe we ought to have a playoff.
Yeah.
Somebody will come up with that idea.
They may do that.
But anyway.
Right. What else? Anything else?
But I'll pick up. No, other than Aggie basketball, we'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy about what went wrong again on Saturday as the Aggies go to 0-2. They play at Texas on Wednesday.
Yes,
so
they do. It'd be the rivalry.
The rivalry, yes. Uh-huh.
Guess that's the last time they play in Austin as members of the same conference, huh?
Yeah. Pretty exactly. As members of the same conference, that would be absolutely correct.
Right. So the tallest building in Atlanta... may fall into foreclosure.
Foreclosure?
Foreclosure.
Do they have good insurance?
Really? That's right. It'll happen on the 4th of July.
Too. Yeah, exactly. California-based commercial real estate investment firm Bentley Forbes bought the 55-story tower at the height of the real estate boom for a record of $436 million. That's the most paid for a building in Atlanta. And it's been working to avoid default ever since.
Default, huh? Yeah, okay. Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Since the main loan on the tower went into a special server last February. The name of the building that is going into foreclosure is Bank of America Plaza.
Oops.
Ooh, golly.
Rather ironic, isn't
it? Yeah.
Now, Bank of America, they don't own the building. They're just a tenant, but, I mean, just the fact.
They were the main tenant.
Yeah, they still are. No, they still are. The building's open and operating. But, I mean, when you consider BOA's kind of been in the middle of this whole situation. Yeah.
It's not Bank of America's fault, as long as they're paying their rent, I guess, right?
Yeah, but it's just...
The building's gone kaput.
But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
If it happens,
yeah, they get the publicity.
The news story is they get the pub. That's right.
They get the good pub.
Just what they're looking for. If you're struggling to keep your New Year's resolution,
don't make any.
Or if you've already done, no. Mm-hmm. Think about this: while you may be struggling, you haven't quit yet. Oh, for all you people who've already quit on your resolution, disregard. You may stumble, but as long as you are still trying to be better. Or drink fewer sodas, or at least taking a short walk every other day. If you're hanging in there.
I take a short walk about every hour. Yeah, it's like to the fridge.
It's important that you keep trying, because according to a survey, nearly 80% of us who failed at keeping a resolution say we gave up too easily. Well, of course, we're U.S. Americans. What do you want? Golly. So keep trying, little buddy. Just keep trying.
Little buddy Gilligan.
Yeah. See what you can do about that. Okay, are you suffering from feedback fatigue? You know what feedback fatigue is? Feedback fatigue.
Hearing opinions from too many people?
Yeah. Caused by too many email requests from companies asking you to rate their service. If you did any holiday shopping online, you're probably getting bombarded by this. Or you get it on the phone. Hi, would you take a short survey when we get finished? No, I don't want to do that. You guys, you do that? You do that survey thing?
No. It depends.
No.
Here's when I do the survey thing is when I go to the pet store to get food for my dogs, I'll get on the phone and I'll do that thing because they give me like $5 off the next time I go in. And I know that I'm going to have to go back in. How was your experience at World of Pets? You know, and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, you answer them.
It was divine.
Yeah. One for wonderful, two for not so good, three for it sucks. I'm not sure. But anyway, but is that a problem for y'all? I mean, I don't buy that much stuff online, so I don't know. But, yeah, feedback fatigue. Once again, another definition of first world.
Well, sometimes they'll say, you know, tell the operator if you'd like to participate in our survey.
Yeah. No, I don't want to do that.
No.
Is that okay with you? Yeah, I don't want to do that. Okay, here we go.
And how many times... You get the restaurant receipt, you know. Call this number and participate in our survey, and you'll get a free appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
let me go ahead and eat some more calories here.
Yeah. So my reward for taking the time out to call your phone number and take part in your silly little survey is cheese fries.
And then you have developed a relationship with them. So now they can call you back. Well, you're the one who called us.
You don't want to develop no relationship.
Nope, don't want to do that. Rick Santorum's sweater vest is so last week. Mitt Romney's hair is a fashion story now.
Ah.
And we've talked about it many, many times, right? So here we go. StyleLite.com has the secrets behind Mitt's haircut. He's used the same barber for 25 years. Leon DeMagistris of Leon and Company.
Really?
In beautiful Belmont, Massachusetts. Been doing it for 25 years. Cost? $70.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he's just like us.
Well, boy, that's a shampoo and rinse right
there. Well, now, and he doesn't tip Leon because Leon owns the shop. Okay?
Yeah.
But he does tip the shampoo girls.
You hear that, Leonard?
The shampoo girl?
Yeah. Whoa!
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Leonard just hit the curb.
Hey, you know what? Leonard can get even.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there could be a shop true. Full, and he'll go, Chase, I believe you're next. Yeah, you need to be careful. It's like getting your waiter mad at you. Anyway.
So he tips the shampoo girls?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes, exactly. And apparently there are guys who go into the barber shop and ask for it by name. They call it the mitt.
I'll tip Leonard's shampoo girls next time I see them.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
In 2007, Mitt's advisors listed his hair as the reason that he might not win the presidency. They called it a potential turnoff.
Uh-huh.
When a few strands of it fell out of place during a debate in November, people freaked out and blogged about it. He's not going to dye the temples.
No.
And apparently he does not use a product. The sheen is natural.
Ah, just a touch of gray.
A natural sheen on his hair.
I'm not sure about
that, but nonetheless.
I figured as rich as he is, it'd be like baby seal oil or something.
Wow.
The souls of polar bear cubs. You know, because all rich people are evil, right?
I think that's probably right. Yeah, that's probably right. Fellow passengers aboard a recent American Airlines flight say TV weatherman Al Roker pretended to be reading something on his smartphone in order to ignore the complaints of Alex Van Halen's wife to the flight staff about Roker's seat assignment and was keeping her from sitting next to her husband. When the couple finally switched seats in business class, onlookers suddenly saw that Roker smiled and welcomed his new seatmates. Is there a potential of a problem in paradise between Alex Van Halen and Al Roker? I know you guys are staying up late at night worrying about this, right?
I think I missed something in there.
What happened was she's sitting next to Al Roker, and Al wouldn't switch seats. So they moved to business class and switched seats so husband and wife could sit next to each other. And Al was reading his smartphone, not paying attention to her.
Oh, okay. I guess this was going on in first class. I doubt he was flying coach.
No, probably not. No, he doesn't even need the wide seat anymore. Remember Emmanuel Lewis?
Webster?
Yeah, sure.
Webster lost his house.
Oh, no.
They foreclosed on him, according to documents filed in Fayette County, Georgia. Well, I guess we ought to call him Emmanuel Lewis, since he's not really Webster. Emmanuel Lewis is...
Had been about 25 years.
Yeah, home was sold at auction for $56,000 in back taxes. So,
my goodness, really?
Yeah, apparently.
Where's Webster living now?
In a little box?
He living?
Wow.
Wow.
Is he living with Alex Karras? Is he back with Alex and his wife?
Moved back in with Nam and George.
You remembered their names.
I know. Hey, I watched Webster when I was a kid.
I know. Well, I did when I was a young adult.
Young. Hey, Tom, you want to go party? No, I'm staying home to watch Webster. That's why you were a hit at Texas Tech.
Yeah.
I can't go out. Webster's on tonight.
That's right.
Okay. Police.
That's right. I did that instead of go to Juarez.
Yes.
Hey, you live to tell about it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's more than some can say.
That's right. Police in England are on the lookout for possibly the dumbest bank robber in history. An unknown male walked into the Halifax Bank in London, demanded $1 million. Okay.
Yeah, it's a nice round number.
Sure, but after making his demands.
He won it in one bill. Like the,
yeah. After making his demands, the guy is holding a gub and a money bag.
Uh-oh.
He hands over
with
the.
With a dollar sign on it.
He hands over the gun.
Very good.
He continues to hold on to the money bag. Obviously, the cashier froze, but did think quickly enough to grab the gun. Security cameras showed the robber grabbed for his gun, couldn't get it, ran away. He's been caught. Bank.
So what would have happened if the teller would have shot him?
I don't know. Well, in England, who knows? I mean, no telling what would happen, but he got flustered. I mean, how difficult is it? Okay, hold the gun, give him the bag. Hold the gun, give him the bag. Hold the gun, give
Take
him
off
the
your
bag.
Hat. Raise your right hand.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk.